Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for February 3rd, 2012.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
When kids didn't have their nap, we saw a striking decrease in emotions such as joy and excitement and interest.
Starting at 6 months, babies began to shift their attention away from the eyes to the mouth.
When you remove the visual bias, you will end up with people choosing different violins for different reasons, independently of the age of the violin, depending on the players.
This week, do Stradivarius violins really sound better? And why babies read lips? But first, Suzanne Bard reports that the naps we get as toddlers could affect our mood for the rest of our lives.
Napping helps toddlers solve problems and cope emotionally. This according to experimental psychologist Monique LeBourgeois of the University of Colorado Boulder. She and her team had toddlers put puzzles together after they napped or had missed their nap. One puzzle was solvable, but the other was unsolvable because a piece had been replaced with one that didn't fit.
So what we found is when they had their naps, they were able to take advantage of the positive experience of putting together the puzzle. When kids didn't have their nap, we saw a striking decrease in emotions such as joy and excitement and interest. Likewise, when kids didn't have their nap, we saw a big increase, about a 31% increase in negative emotions, and this was primarily what we call anxiety or worry.
She says there may be a link between inadequate sleep in early childhood and the risk of developing mood disorders later in life, and adds that many toddlers don't get enough shut-eye.
Thanks, Suzanne. One of the most amazing qualities of being human is our ability to learn to talk in just a few short years. And new research suggests that babies achieve this in part by reading lips. Florida Atlantic University developmental psychologists David Lefkowitz and Amy Hansen-Tift tracked the eye gaze of 4 to 12-month-old babies as they watched videos of grown-ups talking. Lefkowitz says the younger babies looked primarily at the eyes of the speaker, but by 5 or 6 months, their gaze shifted.
And by 8 months, and then continuing through at 10 months, babies really shifted their attention in sort of a dramatic way to the mouth.
He says watching the mouth adds essential clues to how words are formed just as babies are beginning to babble. But by 12 months, most babies had turned their gaze back to the eyes.
Because that is where many, many social cues can be found.
And other studies have shown that toddlers who don't follow speakers' eyes by age 2 are more likely to have a communication disorder such as autism. Next, the Stradivarius is the violin by which all others are measured. But do they really sound better than modern violins? Suzanne investigates.
Top violinists often love the chance to play old instruments from famous makers like Stradivarius and Guarneri, and the mystique surrounding these instruments is reflected in their sometimes astronomical prices. For instance, a Stradivarius built in 1721 sold for nearly $16 million at auction last year. But do these instruments really sound better? Psychoacoustician Claudia Fritz of the National Center for Scientific Research in France had 21 world-class violinists play both old and new instruments while blindfolded. She and her team then asked them which instruments they liked best and to estimate the age of the violins.
We couldn't find any clear preference for old instruments, and people can't tell whether it's old or not.
She says when musicians can see that an instrument is old, they're biased into thinking it sounds better and often blame themselves if it doesn't.
When you remove the visual bias, you will end up with people choosing different violins for different reasons, independently of the age of the violin, depending on the players.
Thanks for that report, Suzanne. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, there's new evidence that planets with two stars are more common than once thought, and we'll answer a listener's question about our own sun. Until then, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. You can also check out Science Update's fan page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And if you have a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question, we'll send you a Science Update mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.